A resources company, which owns one of the biggest phosphate deposits in Australia, is encouraging its shareholders to say yes to a $40.5 million takeover bid by a foreign-owned private equity group that is called CD Capital, Verdant Minerals. It owns the Emeru Phosphate Project, about 200k southeast of Tennant Creek. It owns a few other little potash projects in the territory as well. It announced this takeover bid on Monday, which initially saw its share price double. It has since cooled off a little bit. I had a chat to Verdant Minerals Managing Director Chris Dezolas and got him to explain the takeover bid.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Well, it's as per the announcement. So CD Capital are looking to take over the shares in Verdant Minerals, other than those owned by our existing major shareholder, Washington H. Sol Pattinson, such that if the scheme of arrangement, which is the process by which this takeover is occurring, is successful, then CD Capital would own about 66% of Verdant Minerals and Washington H. Sol Pattinson 34%.
Who is CD Capital?
CD Capital is a London-based private equity firm that invests in resource projects around the world. So private equity, they raise their funds out of various groups in the US and Europe, superannuation funds, endowment, university endowment funds, etc., that invest in private equity. And as I say, this is a dedicated resource fund, which is the investment vehicle for this this takeover.
Why do you think shareholders should say yes to this scheme, this bid?
Oh, look, the main reason is it's the opportunity for shareholders to realise some value from their existing shares. It's a large premium to what the shares have been trading at for the last couple of years. And the fact of the matter is to advance the Emeru Phosphate Project towards development. And I will emphasise that at this point in time, there's an awful lot of work to do to get it to a point where it can be built. It's going to take a lot of capital. And with our share price and market capitalisation as it was, and is now even, the ability to raise that capital is quite constrained. So that's the advantage that the takeover gives from a project perspective, is that CD Capital and Sol Pattinson are willing to put the capital in that's needed to get the point where this project can be developed, and then the capital required to develop it. And that's, you know, leading up to development is many, many millions of dollars of work is going to be needed, and then it's hundreds of millions of dollars to build even a basic rock project. So that's the main reason.
Is this Verdant Minerals giving up, or was this always the strategy?
No, it was always part of the strategy to be able to get shareholders involved that can provide the capital to actually build it. But, you know, you obviously want to ensure that your existing shareholders realise some value, and there will be shareholders that have been in this company from the very beginning when it was Rum Jungle Resources and floated back in 2007 as a uranium explorer that would have bought shares at higher prices. But those shareholders that have participated in rights issues, the rights issue in 2016 and bought shares at these lower prices will do well out of it.
Why is it a good idea for mum and dad investors to say yes, but for Washington Sol Pattinson, the major shareholder, to stay?
Because Washington H. Sol Pattinson can afford to put in the hundreds of millions of dollars that are required to build this thing. Mum and dad shareholders may not be able to. So if we were to raise significant amounts of capital to go forward through, let's say, a rights issue, it would be hugely dilutionary for those, particularly for those that didn't participate, and the share price itself would be hugely discounted to where it was previously. So, as I say, this is an opportunity for shareholders to take some value and realise some value from selling those shares.
I got an email yesterday from someone who's got a keen interest in this project. I just wanted to put this one question to you. Yep. This person says, $40 million is nowhere near enough for a company holding the rights to a 1 billion tonne phosphate resource at Emeru. In my opinion, it will be a steal and a kick in the guts for shareholders who anticipated long-term value in this company based on its recent announcements.
Look, that's a fair enough point for someone to take. But again, the reality is before this announcement of this takeover, the market capitalization of the company was $15 million. The ability to raise hundreds of millions of dollars off a market cap of $15 million is just impossible. So, you know, things needed a different change of tack. And look, I can appreciate why people would think that. But, you know, the question I would ask that shareholder is, did they participate in previous rights issues? Have they bought shares? Would they be, you know, able to put their share of hundreds of millions of dollars that would be required. That's what people need to consider.
Emmaroo was recently backed by the North Australia Infrastructure Fund to the tune of a $160 million loan. What happens to that loan if this takeover goes ahead?
Well, it's not a loan. It's conditional at the moment. There's an awful lot of work to do and due diligence to be done, as well as getting binding offtake, which is by no means certain, for that to become real. So I suspect that will remain in place and an opportunity for the future development of the project. But as I say, a lot of work and a lot of money needs to be spent to get to that point.
For those in Central Australia who are keen to see this project go ahead and see all the jobs that it could deliver, what would this takeover bid mean, do you think?
This increases the probability of it becoming a reality, significantly increases it.
So when does a decision get made on this, Chris?
So there's some dates in the announcement, so I'd expect that the scheme of arrangement would close in June this year.
Thanks so much for your time on the Country Editor.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. No problems.